Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hello, hello, hello. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Excuse me. Welcome to another episode of What's Happening with Marvin Jackson. Today, we're just going to kick back and talk about the different topics. Well, not a whole lot of different topics. We're going to get right down, really. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the hood. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world. We're going to talk about what's going on in America, because as the song says, America has a problem, and it's had this problem for 400 years, you know. And the main thing is, the problem is us, and we ain't going nowhere. So I don't know why they think that they could do the same things and get the same results. You know, we've put up with a lot. We've put up with more than a lot since we've been in this country. And it comes a point where you have to match stick for stick. Now, I'm not talking about straight up violence, but what I am saying is, I'm like this: if it takes going to the polls to get laws changed and get these laws changed not in our favor, to just be fair, then that's what we're going to have to do. And we're going to have to really campaign to the young, these young cats out here, you know what I mean, between the age of 19 and 28, them guys right there, they don't care nothing about no voting, man. You know, they don't care nothing about voting. I know they don't, because when I was that age, I didn't care about voting, you know. I do remember, though, in 1984, when Jesse Jackson ran for president, I did vote. I was 18 years old and I voted, because he was, in the modern era, he was the first black man to run for mayor. I mean, for
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem.
All right, we're back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. They're trying to get used to this thing here. But America has a problem, okay? And, you know, we know that the problem is violence, period, and racism. But they go hand in hand, you know. We already, the world, there was violence ever since the beginning. You know, when there's been violence in the world ever since the beginning. You know, when Cain slew Abel, that was the beginning of the violence. So we didn't have violence since the very beginning. And we didn't have ethnic violence since the beginning. So black on black crime ain't no bigger or badder than white on white crime. Hispanic on Hispanic crime, you know what I mean? I mean, Italians, you know, the mafia, they don't war with the Bloods and Crips, they war with each other. You know, so we've always had self-inflicted crime on each other where, you know, I'm going to do to you because you in my, you know, you're who I see all the time. You're in my hood. You're the people, you who I see. So, you know, either we're going to get along or we're going to be enemies. But what it comes down to is the fact that we need to be outraged whenever there is a death senselessly, whenever there's a senseless death, we need to be outraged. We need to be angry when there's, you know, black on black crime over some stupid drug deal going on, or some, man, you looked at my woman, you know, brothers killing brothers over just stupid stuff. You know, and a lot of times, nobody gets, it's like we don't even get angry about it. We don't even care. You know, so that whole desensitization, you know, when you become desensitized to it, it's like, hey, you don't know what happened? You know, oh well, that wasn't none of my people. But we can't do that anymore. We can't keep saying, that's not them, with none of my people. But them was your people. Whether you realize it or not, them was your people. And, you know, the whole thing, you know, down here in Florida, it's sad. But we got one right here in Detroit that we're dealing with. It's basically the same thing, you know. It's the guy, I don't even know what his ethnicity was, but he killed the young man in the gas station over nothing. My man wasn't even stealing in the gas station. So he killed him over nothing. But there's one thing that I can personally reveal about these gas stations, especially the ones in Detroit, that I've seen with my own eyes. These gas station attendants are strapped to the hilt in these gas. Now, they're already behind the bulletproof glass. But then they behind the bulletproof glass. They're letting you know they got the 40 cal on the hip, but they got AK-47s and AR-15s leaning up against the wall right behind them in the corner or just right in the open by the cash register. And when you walk up, you can see it. You can see the gun right there. I remember when the first time I walked in the gas station, and I saw they had an AK-47 just leaning up against the wall right there. I said, wow, these niggas ain't playing. These niggas ain't playing. They got AKs up against the wall in Canada. And these was not brothers. You know, we don't own no gas stations no more. We sold all the gas stations and all the convenience stores, so them don't belong to us no more. All that stuff belongs to them, and you can call them whoever you want it to be, whether it's the Chaldeans, the Arabs, the Indians, the Koreans, whoever. We don't own those businesses anymore. They own them. And, man, they sitting up in there on a cache of weapons. You know, and you know, one thing about I'm gonna always do is I'm gonna always throw some lyrics, some hip hop lyrics, and you know, And if you, you know, if you're old school and you know some lyrics, then you'll know where it came from. But the niggas, they don't give a damn, and they're not afraid to shoot. You know, they don't give a damn, and they're not scared to shoot. Okay? So they done proved that plenty of times. You know, I remember, oh, man. I remember when I was living in Atlanta. Before I moved to Atlanta, when I was in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan, you know, we used to run this flimflam where we go in the convenience store. Going there on a busy Friday or Saturday, you know, they got the line. The line is, you know, 10 feet long. You know, it's all the way to the back, you know, people in line. You know what I'm saying? Buying, you know, everybody buying. So we go in the store, go to the back, just a couple cases of brew, you know, a couple, 24 cases or whatever, come up to the line, walk up to the line, get on the other side of the line, creep on up, and then creep right on up, and then right out the door. Boom. Goodbye. So, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, you know, you always take it where you don't take it where you go. So, you know, when I was down in Atlanta, I was hanging out with some guys I knew, and one of my boys, his boy was in town from New Jersey. So, you know, we did the same thing. We called ourselves, you know, I said, oh man, I know how we can, you know. Let's go get a cup, you know. Let's go get a case, a couple cases of brew, you know, on me. So we go to the stove. I go in, everything look good. So bam, I grab a couple cases, come out, we leave, we go. They in awe. They're like, whoa. So a couple nights later, they want to go get a, you know, come on man, let's go get some more brew. Nah, man, I'm, you know. The atmosphere here ain't like it was up there, you know. I said, these, you know, these cats down here ain't playing, you know. They walking around their stores and they strapped. You know what I'm saying? Well, nobody strapped in Kalamazoo. These cats is walking around strapped, you know. Oh, man, this ain't going. I said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll be waiting in the car. And sure enough, my man Jay went in there. And I don't know, when he started taking too long, I knew something was up. But I really knew something was up when one of the guys, one of the store owners, came outside, pulled his gun out, cocked it, took it off the safety, and then tucked it back in his belt, loose, like, I'm ready now, and went back to the store. I'm like, oh, snap. 2 minutes later, here my man Jay come, flying out the store. He got two cases of brew. He come hawking out the store. The Indian cat right on his tail. When he turned the corner and hit that field, pow, 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 he just let off about I don't know how many shots. And when he started busting, I was already in reverse, and I was already on my way up out of there. You know, I'm about to stab around to the other side and see if I can retrieve this nigga if he ain't dead. And that was it after that. But my whole point of the whole story is they've been strapped in their stores forever. They'll kill you over a bottle of beer. They'll kill you over whatever in their store. Because a black life don't mean nothing to them. Don't mean nothing. A black life doesn't mean nothing to them. Now, they, you know, who knows where they got that real attitude from. But at the same time, you know, up in the hood, it don't mean much to us either. You know, Because when they get the warrant up in the hood, they be like, man, you can, you know, he's still up there. You can go see him now. You know, he's up there dead, you know. And it was like nothing. I remember, you know, the first time I saw a dead body like that, you know, and it was just a couple of years ago. Maybe last summer. It might have been summer of 11, maybe 2010, though. But me and my cousin, Craig, we up at the, you know, we done went to the gas station. And see, these gas stations and these convenience stores, I ain't even got on them good yet. I'm getting there, though. But all they do is breed crime. They're havens for crime. They breed crime. They help the drug trade. You know what I mean? They support the drug trade. They support crime through their business. Through the hours of the business and through the merchandise in their business and through the locations of their business. All that plays into crime. You know, illegal business controls America. Cocaine business controls America. You know, ganja business controls America. You know, they know it. You know what I mean? If drugs didn't control America, they would, look, then they wouldn't let them in. They wouldn't let the drugs get, they wouldn't even let them in the country. If they didn't control the country. You know, the fact that the Colombian cartel ain't nothing, they ain't going out of, they have no plan of going out of business. They ain't never stopped. They ain't going to stop. As much dope as we think we're stopping from coming in, just as much as coming in. And they know it and we know. They know. Well, you know, we lost one shipment, but that's okay. That other shipment got in. We lost one shipment gets in. You know. So all the cities and all everywhere else is going to have a supply of dope because the dope is coming. It's coming. You know, it's coming on down the line. And all these different businesses, back to them, how they support it. You know what I mean? You go in there, and they got the blunts plastered up on the damn window. As soon as you walk in, blunts galore, you know. Every kind of blunt you could think of. Then they got the weed pipes, the weed grinders, the glass pipes. Then they got the baggies, you know, the small Ziploc bags. Then they got so alcohol. You know, where now, and I'm talking about gas stations and convenience stores, they got the vials and the plastic little Tupperware hookups for the Kush and the exotics stuck right up on the bulletproof window. They got it taped right up there so you can see. If that's what you need to put your dope in, give me that right there. I need them to put my dope in. Cause I, you know what I mean? They're selling the stuff right in the stores, just like when they was down in Brownsville, they had the lollipops down there that looked like a crack pipe. You know, supposed to be some candy, looked just like a crack pipe. And then what's so bad about it is you could actually sit up there and smoke weed, and they claim you could smoke crack, which is, I don't know how, I don't know what kind of candy, but I guess if it's like rock candy and it's hard like that, it can withstand the heat. It can withstand the heat of the fire, from, you know, the matches or whatever, the fire, so it won't melt. But they claim that this thing is supposed to be candy, is marketed as candy to kids. It's actually a crack pipe or weed pipe or whatever, you know. And it don't look no different from the other one, so it might as well be, you know. and they selling it like nothing, you know, and been selling them. And the only reason why they got mad about that one is because, like I said, it was out there in Brownsville, you know. They've been selling them in the hood, you know, for going on 2-3 years. Nobody cares. Fuck it. You sell everything else in the hood, so they don't care. But the minute you turn around and take that stuff out to outside the hood, like they like to say, cross 8 Mile, you take that out to the birds, literally, they ain't buying it, and they ain't having it. You know, my man shut them down with the equipment, took a picture of it, called up the local media. The local media eats it up. They eat up anything they want to, anything. You know, the media kills me because they run with the stories that they know are attention getters and that they know that they're going to, you know, they can create some drama with. If they can't get no drama out of your story, you might as well go sit down. They're not going to run it. But if they can get some drama out of it, oh, they're going to run it. Now, I'm sitting up here just running my mouth. I ain't got one caller yet. But that's cool, though. As long as somebody's listening, then it's all good. Because I can talk the whole time. And that's about what I'm going to do anyway. So, you know, here in Detroit, they just killing every day. They finally found the two girls that was missing. That was messed up, you know, these two young girls, you know, one 19 and 21 or 19 and 22. You know, they want to hang out with Billy Badass now, you know. You can't hang out with Billy Badass because if you, Billy Badass, them niggas bad for real. They bad for real. You know? And so now you go hang out with them and you think it's fun. Oh, we having fun. We just having fun. We ain't doing nothing but, you know, dropping E, smoking some weed, getting drunk, you know, getting high. We ain't doing nothing but getting drunk, getting high, hanging out, kicking it, you know. We ain't tripping. Until Billy Badass and them decide they want to do something ignorant, then the tables turn. Now you right in there with them. Anyway, these guys, the guy said, "You my girlfriend. I ain't letting you." "No, yes, you are. And I ain't letting you go." "Damn your mom and them. They ain't." Matter of fact, they got something to say. They got something to say about it. Let me go and get my gun. I'll be right back. And let's see what they got to say then. Yeah, he wasn't playing. The cat went and got his gun. He came back. Shacked the house all up. The daddy up in there. Probably couldn't even get a shot off because he was so petrified that he really jumped off like that. I'm sure he was shocked. You know? I'm sure he was shocked that them little niggas went and got the chopper. They went and got the guns and came back and got the bustle. You know, shot my man's house up. Stabbed out, boom, got boom, you know. Then a couple of days later, they turned themselves in or whatever. You know, the car dumped, burned up, it's gone. The girls were in the trunk of the car when they bombed out. Now, what you think they're going to do with them girls? They're not bringing them back. They're not bringing them back home. They wouldn't even go at them. Man, look, they found them dead by the river. You know, they found them dead, and it's sad. But they found them, the girls, they was hanging out together, and they died together. Hanging out together, and they died together. You know, I don't know. Like I said, it's really sad that... they got this kind of violence that goes on every day. And nobody really cares, you know, nobody really cares about it, you know. It's really crazy. Let's see. So they found the girls dead. What no churches in, you know, Detroit 300 didn't stand up and say nothing. No NAACP. Nothing. No media, no publicity. Because it was, just black on black, and there was no drama in it. There was no real story to it. That happens. They kill each other every day, so forget that story, man. We're not telling that. But they belong to somebody. Them kids belong to somebody, all of them, you know? And now they, you know what I mean? Now they're all gone. All four of them are gone, you know, because the guys is in prison. They ain't getting out. And the four girls, they dead. You know, they died together. You know, probably holding hands, you know, they knew it was going to happen, but nothing they could do about it. They're hanging out with Billy Badass, you know. You can't hang out with these guys and think that when the shit don't hit the fan, that you know, you all good. You're not. You're not all good. These cats gonna do, you know, what they think they gotta do. You know? They ain't running from the law for fun. They're running because that's what they gotta do. They're running because that's what they have to do. They have to run. You know? So they running. Man, if they didn't have to run from the law, they probably wouldn't. But they're running from the law because they have to run from the law. Because they didn't done something where they already, you know, they're already on parole, probation, or whatever, you know, so it's just a mess, you know. And you know, you got the young kids getting caught up, you know, the girls getting caught up. You know, some of my older cats getting caught up. The young boy that got caught up not too long ago, you know, his story was so out cold, but, you know, when they killed Trayvon, that kind of overshadowed it. But his story should have been national news, too. Here's a boy, 14 years old. His uncle say at 14 he was about 6'2", 200 something. He was too big, and mama couldn't do nothing with him no more, period. You know, mama couldn't do nothing with him. Daddy ain't nowhere to be found. So this cat has no male disciplinarian in the house. So the discipline ain't no discipline. In his eyes, he's like, I'm running with them boys on the corner, cause that's who I get down with, and them niggas love me, so I'm running with them, you know, and that's what he was doing. He was running with them boys, man, and I don't know what came up or how it came about, but he went to the house and he got into it with his mother. he went and got the gun. It was supposed to be, you know, I guess it was hers or her boyfriend's or whoever, I don't know, family gun or something. But he knew where the gun was at. He went and got it before she could even think about it. I'm sure she probably didn't think about that. So my man went and got that gun and he shot and killed. He killed his mom. Killed him, 14. You know, now they're going to charge him as an adult, you know, and throw him away, put him in jail, and, you know, throw him away. And, you know what I'm saying? He's 14, you know. And, you know, it's always after the fact, a lot, you know, that we get these, we get all of a sudden, it comes a group that I had never really heard of, you know. I had never really heard of the Detroit 300. I never really had heard of them cats until the nine-month-old baby got killed at the house where they sprayed the house off up, I forget the boy's name, the baby. But it was a young baby, 9 months old, got killed at a house, the house, because over something stupid, you know. So they shot the house up and killed the baby. And then, you know, it was a, you know, the city wanted, you know, stood up for that, you know, because they said, this is a baby, you know. You know, we got, you know, and you know, ain't nowhere safe. Ain't nowhere out of bounds. We said, okay, man, look, you know, don't, you know, we know there's babies and kids up in there. Just forget about it. We'll catch them niggas another day. But no, nothing is out of bounds with these cats. When they on a mission, they said, no. We got to teach them a lesson. We got to get our revenge. We got to do whatever. We got to do what we're going to do. We got to do it. So nothing is out of bounds. It went on over there. And I'm trying to get to the point where, you know, the 300, man, what was y'all, man, when these cats need, you know, 14, they need mentors, you know. They need mentors in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Before the fact. Not after the fact, you know. They need tutors. We need real, real male role models. Not just, you know, these, you know, 9 to 5, and then I can come kick it for a minute at your school, and or just, you know, the cat at the school. I'm talking about real fellas, you know, that, you know, might not have a conventional job, but, you know, he's doing what he can to take care of his family and be positive out here. And, you know, they have no connection with these young cats. But they don't know the ways of the world. So they're lost. And, you know, the powers that be, they don't care. Lock them up, you know, because I guess they figure eventually, we will get some more money to build some more prisons, you know, to lock up the rest of these cats that need to be locked up. Because right now, you know, because of these wars, we ain't got no money. The cities ain't got no money. The states ain't got no money. And the feds ain't got no money. Now, how the feds ain't got no money? Them the niggas that print the money up. How come they ain't got none? Oh, they got some. The feds got them. They got some money. Because it ain't male congressmen that ain't going on a furlough day. Or a payless paycheck week. Next week, we all not going to get paid or whatever, however they're not doing that. They're not giving up no paychecks. And you know they can afford to give up a paycheck, but they're not. They need to give up a paycheck or two. And all this old fake-ass, half the money from the lottery supposed to go to education. Man, come on now. Yeah, we knew that shit a long time ago. Look, when the jackpot was just, what, almost 600? You know they're going to take half of that in taxes. So where's that money going? Where that $300 million going? You know? That's $300 million that you just made off people because they hoping they're going to hit this damn number. You know? Where's that money going? You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't even care where the money going. You know, that's what's so bad about it. It's like we don't care. Oh, where the money's supposed to go to, it's going to go for education. Okay. All right, that's what they told us. But when we never see it, we don't even question it. It's like, whatever. Man, I need to take a break. 20 minutes left. I should be on the air. I'm going to call my girl after I get off when I listen to the show on the playback. But if anybody's out there, you're welcome to call in. I done sat up there and forgot the number. The number, I don't even see it right now either. But when you log in to Blog Radio, you should see the number up there somewhere. She said open up that. It's got to be like 9. I don't know what the number is. I don't know. I don't forgot. So, anyway, let's go here and just try to check out some stuff. But, you know, all this violence in America is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And I think it just all should be treated. You know, we got to try to treat it the same, you know, because it is what it is. You know, a life is a life, you know. Whether it's black or white, doesn't matter. Life is a life, you know what I'm saying? But it's more them killing us than us killing them, you know. And when they kill us, you know, they get to walk free. But when we kill them, man, you ain't walking free unless you got the super team, the dream team, you know. And then after the dream team gets through with you, you're going to be broke, so you ain't going to have no money, so your ass might as well have went on to the clean because you ain't going to have no money left, you know. But them lawyers will get you on if you got the money. I don't know what the, most of the time they will, especially for them. For us, nah, they won't get us off too many times, you know, it depends. But you got the money, you get your lawyer, you might can get off, but the fact of the matter is, you know, it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And if you do senseless murders, you should be murdered, man. I feel like, you know, we should have had the death penalty. And what is the deal? I don't even understand how somebody could sit on death row for 15, 20 years or however. What? You even got to wait on death row to die? Now they got niggas sitting on death row waiting to die? Come on, what's wrong with the electric chairs, bro? What's wrong with the gas chambers, bro? What's wrong with the fire? I mean, come on. What are they on death row for? It really take that long to murder somebody that you know is guilty, that you know they've committed a crime? It really takes that long to sit up there and murder somebody that we know is guilty. I don't understand that. You got people sitting up on death row. On death row. For years. Until they finally got, they said, okay, it's time for them to go. So we're going to let them go. But, I'm going to play the song one more time, you know, because this song, and next time I'm going to have some more songs that speak. Speak to the situation. Speak to the ways of the world. Speak to what's going on. This song came out over 20 years ago. It was very relevant then. It's very relevant now.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Our people have a very serious problem.
That's not for that.
America's problem is
They wanted Malcolm X influencing hip-hop. So hip-hop can influence these young brothers out here to be positive instead of negative.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap, the name. MC's delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife, that is why he cried. Cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I blessed to watch his step? Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's
self-destruction, self-destruction, self-destruction.
See,
past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and diss your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Everyone, you don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast, but party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence, not a good policy. Therefore, we must ignore fighting, busting. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove it wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take keys before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, which is the best jail of duck. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction.
Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope they get along.
Yeah, so get us on.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, don't be motorized.
Stand in your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check, or else it.
Yeah. Self-destruction. They're headed for self-destruction. See, that was off the Stop the Violence movement. We had a whole Stop the Violence movement back in the 80s. You know, at the end of the 80s, the early 90s, it was really from like, probably like 85, 86, you know, once that damn crack caught on good. Once crack jumped on the scene real swift, by 87, 88, man, it was out of control. Niggas was making money, killing, shooting a can on. And so, it was ridiculous, you know. And, you know, because the gangs now, they were selling crack, so now they had the money to buy guns and cars. And like, I like how my man in the Bloods and Crips documentary say, he said, hey, you go down to the, you know, you go down to the Army Surplus, West, you know, the Army Surplus store, and there was no waiting period, you know, on assault rifles. Now, there was a waiting period for pistols. It's all, you couldn't go in there and buy you a 9mm and walk right out the store. But you can go in there and buy AK-47. You can go in there and buy, you know, a 12-gauge double barrel. You can go in there and buy, you know, any kind of AR-15, SK, any kind of assault rifle. You can go right in there, buy it, buy your bullets, and come straight out and go back to the hood and get them popping. You know what I mean? And once them pops, man, when that shit starts sounding good, man, you hook. You know? Then you just can't, you know, it's only a matter of time because you can't wait. You know, you can't wait to light somebody tail up now. You know? You know, you got the hook up, so you can't wait. You know, it's like them cats can't wait, man. They cannot wait to set up there and shoot somebody because, you know, I got the gun. You know, it's just a matter of time now. I got the means, you know. I got the heater, so it's just a matter of time now. I might as well go ahead and, you know, I might as well go ahead and get the buses as soon as I get a chance to, because, you know, I gotta put this gun to work, man. I done bought and bought it, so they can't wait. They can't wait to chop somebody up with it. And it's a shame that, you know, the only person they're chopping up is us. We the ones getting chopped up. We the ones getting killed by these guns. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. But that's the way it is. It's been like that for a while. And, you know, I think it's going to be that way for a minute until we can figure out a real way to reach the grassroots, you know, reach down to the grassroots and get these young cats that's coming up now. That's, you know, not the, you know what I'm saying, we need the OGs to go get the new G's, you know what I'm saying? Because these new G's ain't, you know, they ain't no joke. You know, a lot of them, they ain't no joke, man. They ain't playing out here. You know, they're not playing out here, so... You know, we don't, you know, I don't know how. I don't know how we're going to put this fire out, but we're going to have to work together with some of these cats that, that do have you know, speak connections. And that can reach down in there and relate to these cats. Because somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to relate to them. And somebody got to let them know that, look, man, you got to put that gun down, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to put that gun down. And, you know what I'm saying? We got to do it. You know what I'm saying? We got to do the new thing. We can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't do the old thing. That's, you know, that ain't no. They ain't gonna get it. They ain't gonna get it at all. They ain't gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? We gotta do something new. So until we do something new, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be real tight. You know, it's gonna be tight. And we don't really know how long this is gonna take, but. The fight is on, and the bell ain't rang yet, so we got to keep swinging. We got to keep it going. You know, we can't give up. You know, we can't give up because we got too much to lose. You know, way too much to lose. So, no, it's a circle of violence, but eventually we're going to break this circle. We're going to break the cycle, and we're going to stop it because God didn't mean it to be. He didn't mean for us to just stop the total. We're just living chaos all the time. You know, we ain't got to live in chaos all the time. You know, there will be peace on earth one day or, you know, at one time. You know, real peace, you know. Real peace, you know. Not just, no wartime peace. I'm talking about peace, period, between man and man, you know. Or nobody, you know what I'm saying, they ain't killing for no frivolous reasons, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to get away from that. So next week we're gonna have a little bit more music. The show will probably be a little bit more structured. I got to get this word out, but I'm going to bring some cats in with me next week, and we're going to bring an interesting topic again. So I look forward to bringing you what's happening, opening up your ears, opening up your eyes, because the sleeping giant has to awaken, you know. It's the streets, man. The streets got to wake up. The streets has got to really wake up, you know. You know what I'm saying? The middle class and upper class, they see what time it is. They see what they already know. The writing's on the wall and they done read it already. You know what I'm saying? It's just the hood, man. We gotta wake up the hood. You know, the hood is asleep, man, and they act like they don't, you know what I'm saying? The hood is asleep. So we gotta wake the hood up. And hit them to what's going on and let them know that, you know, there's a better way to live and there's a better way to resolve conflicts. There's a better way to do all of that stuff, you know, than just always, you know, resorting to violence and picking up that should be the last result, not the first result. But nowadays, you know what I'm saying, it's the first thing. That's the first thing cats want to do, man. You know what I'm saying? They want to get the gap. You know, and peel your cap back, as they used to say. You know? How do you make jokes out of killing people? How do you make light out of killing people, you know? You make it funny to kill somebody, or because you killed somebody, you're going to make light of it like it's a joke? That ain't no joke. But they don't realize that, you know, when they take that life, the life is with them to the end of their life. And that's the ugly part that they don't realize. And I'm just speaking from hypothetical, from conjecture, because I don't know. But I'm sure. I ain't sure. I'm not, so I ain't gonna even say that. But, you know, that's what they say. I just leave it like that. That's what they say. But you kill somebody, that person's with you. You see them every day, and they with you, and they wondering why you had to kill them over nothing, you know, why you had to chop them down for no reason. Well, we're about to wrap it up. Had a good show today. I liked it. It was cool just venting a little bit and just, you know, kicking it around, pushing out the words. I didn't have to, you know, answer no questions or whatever. I'm just pushing it out there. Pushing it out there on the net, you know what I'm saying? It's wide open and it's an avenue for us to disseminate information. That's what they're doing. So until next week, peace. And more peace. I'm out. That's your boy. I'm out.